This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Today and yesterday mark 100 years since the Tulsa Race Massacre. U.S. President Joe Biden marked the solemn day in an emotional, graphic speech. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
What happened in Greenwood was an act of hate and domestic terrorism, but the through line that exists today still. Just close your eyes. This was not a riot. Remember what you saw in Charlotte. This was a massacre.
100 years later, an American president finally spoke to the horror of the Tulsa massacre that saw the thriving Greenwood district, also known as the Black Wall Street, destroyed.
The mob terrorized Greenwood, torches and guns, shooting at will.
On May 31st and June 1st, 1921, a white mob swarmed, looted, and burned Tulsa's Greenwood district. As many as 300 black Tulsans were killed. Afterwards, thousands of survivors were for a time forced into internment camps. In his remarks, Biden said the nation must come to grips with the following sin of denial.
For a long time, schools in Tulsa didn't even teach it, let alone schools elsewhere.
I'm Mike Gracia.
Russia's upper house backed legislation Wednesday expected to be used to ban allies of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny from running in elections, the latest move in a crackdown on the opposition. The bill, overwhelmingly approved by the Federation Council, would make it impossible to run in parliamentary elections for leaders, sponsors, and rank-and-file members of extremist groups. Sudan is reviewing a deal its ousted strongman negotiated with Russia, allowing construction of a naval base after some clauses were found to be, quote, somewhat harmful, end quote, a top military official said. For decades, Sudan was dependent militarily on Russia because of crippling sanctions.